Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, July 19th. A fair amount of news to cover with Tesla releasing their financial results today. Here are some highlights. Tesla beat expectations with $24.972 billion in revenue and earnings of 91 cents per share. Gross margins are down, as expected, but only to 18.2%, which is better than 19.3% from the previous quarter. Tesla was still able to deliver a strong 9.6% operating margin and added about $700 million in cash in its investment position, which now sits at an impressive $23 billion. Now, let's get to the stories. Elon Musk confirmed that Tesla is currently in early discussions to license its self-driving technology with a major automaker. This is interesting news considering that Tesla believes that its approach is going to enable level 4 or 5 autonomy on a consumer vehicle software update, but they have yet to deliver. In fact, Elon Musk claimed that he believes that Tesla can achieve level 4 or 5 autonomy this year, which would represent a significant jump compared to where the beta access currently stands. At the same time, there are many automakers that are very far behind when it comes to autonomous driving, so it very well could make sense for them either way. In other news from the call, Tesla says that it will finally allow owners who bought the full self-driving package, valued at $15,000 currently, to transfer the software package to a new car, but there is a catch. When one buys the full self-driving package, that feature set is tied to the car and not the owner, and many owners and investors have been asking for Tesla to change their direction on this. It would mean a hit to Tesla's profitability, but now Tesla has devised a way to both offer the transfers and boost the pocketbook a little bit. Elon Musk announced that they would offer transferring the full self-driving package to a trade-in to a new vehicle, but only for Tesla owners who order a car during the third quarter, which is before the end of September. After that, we'll have to wait and see. And lastly, Tesla has released an update about its Cybertruck program. They report that the initial program is on track to begin production later this year. Now, Tesla went on to say that they are wrapping up testing in various environments, and they say that the Cybertruck may be the only sub-19-foot truck with a 6-foot bed and 4 doors. Nissan is adopting Tesla's North American charging standard starting in 2025, and they're the first Japanese automaker to make the move. As par for the course, starting next year, Nissan will provide an adapter for their electric SUV, the Ariya. The following year, Nissan will begin offering EVs with the NACS charge port already in. Other Japanese automakers, including Toyota and Honda, have yet to commit. Perhaps Nissan's agreement will spark a little urgency. Japanese automakers have fallen behind in electrification, which, as of now, is starting to hurt. Mitsubishi Motors revealed that it is suspending business in China last week, and they cited that they cannot keep up with the EV market. Tesla has revealed its plan for Gigafactory Berlin to expand battery production and much more as they seek for approval. Tesla is currently approved for the production of 500,000 cars per year, but now the automaker has submitted plans for 1 million vehicles per year and 100 gigawatt hours of battery production. The new plan also includes water recycling, a new logistics area, more battery storage, solar roof, and what they're calling solar roof charging. Now, the new expansion would happen in 3 stages, with the first one beginning operation in the first half of 2024, assuming it's approved. Tesla has had some delays in receiving approval in the past. Hopefully it doesn't happen again. Volvo Group reports that they have delivered a record number of electric trucks, buses, construction equipment, and marine industrial engines in the second quarter. Volvo's total electric heavy-duty market share increased to over 50% in Europe compared to 36.9% last year. Despite the growth, new orders fell from a peak of 1,170 in the fourth quarter to 677 in the second quarter. Overall, electric orders intake rose to 1,703. Beyond trucks, Volvo delivered 131 fully electric buses, which was up significantly year over year. Meanwhile, Volvo's electric construction equipment orders rose 49% in the first half of the year to 464. Vietnamese automaker VinFast will kick off a slew of firsts in North Carolina next week as they officially break ground on the previously announced production facility. VinFast has already had a shaky start in the market, with early reviews for their VF8 being not favorable and VinFast going so far as to offer monetary compensation to owners who encounter problems. Now, while VinFast continues to expand its market reach globally, all of its EVs are currently being built in Vietnam and shipped over. However, soon-ish, VinFast intends to begin delivering EVs to U.S. consumers that are built locally. The process will take about 3 years to finish and will cover roughly 1,800 acres and reach an annual output of 150,000 vehicles. In addition to the new production facility, VinFast says that it will continue to expand its retail and service presence in North America. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Dave says, "Love your show, and you are good looking, but sometimes I'd like a closer look at the semi seats or the Cybertruck prototype designs." Well, sure, Dave, let's take a look. The designs seem very wide in their stance overall, something I think was an early idea that just made it to this, and of course the final version. Some of them have a UFO sort of appeal, with a very wide disc-looking lower end and the bulbous dome on the top of the roof. Polo 3433 likes this particular drawing, which he says is fire. Some of these designs have a more conventional access for the bed than what we see in the final version, although it appears that the Cybertruck was going to be far out from the very beginning, and with the direction of stainless steel, there was no going back. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.